he was then, I think, with the News, though later he was with the Milliken administration. And he came up and chided me over the fact that I had snubbed the press by not coming out and telling the story what happened. And if this was a sign of a kind of a Chief Justice I was going to be, I was going to have trouble with the press during my administration and so on. Well, I said, Al, you have to understand, I was just elected today as Chief Justice. I'm the youngest member of the court. We had a big agenda, and I just felt that I couldn't break the meeting. It would have been very kind of egotistical of me to break the meeting, come out and announce my victory to the world. I said, tell you the truth, I'm as, you know, I like to get my name in the paper as much as anybody else, but I have my job to do, and we'll meet tomorrow morning, and I'll answer all the questions and take all the time it takes to give you a complete interview. What is in the paper the next day? Story by Al Sander. New Chief Justice likes to get his name in the paper. Can you believe?
No.
So,
oh, boy.
So there's how it began. I began to learn something about the press. I don't know if I told you the story about Thomas Giles Kavanaugh coming to me after I was elected Chief Justice, congratulating me, extending his hand of the hand of cooperation, and say, I supported Tom Kavanaugh. I think he should be Chief Justice, but now that you're elected, I want you to know I'm going to help you and do whatever I can. Let me know, and so on. It was a very gracious, generous offer. And I said, well, I appreciate that. I said, this, I think the first thing we need to do is to try to placate our brother Tom Kavanaugh, who's quite unhappy about not being Chief Justice. And he said, oh, Tom's a good guy. He says, he'll come along, you know. Why don't we go down and talk to him? So Thomas G. and I went down to see Thomas M. And then the confusion of having two Tom Kavanaughs on the court, I have to tell you, was a real problem. Those of us who were on the court eventually came to have different ways of saying it. It was TG and TM. Thomas Giles, or TG, we sometimes referred to as Thomas the Good, and TM was sometimes referred to as Thomas the Mighty. He was also referred to as Fat Tom Kavanaugh and as Carson City Fats. Those were the terms of endearment that we developed for him. But he was quite a guy. We went to down to Tom's office, and we walked in, and Giles Kavanaugh said, he said, Tom, here is our new Chief Justice, and I've just been talking to him, and I told him I'm going to support him and help him in any way that I can, because the court has a lot to accomplish over the next couple of years, and I think pulling together we can do a lot, and so on and so forth. And I told him that I thought you'd be generous to work on the team and have a team spirit and so forth. And Carson City Fats didn't even look up from from his desk. Shook his head and said, he'll get no help from me. Oh, thanks, Tom. It was nice talking to you. And so we left. But I can say this about him. He was a partisan. He was a Democrat to his toes. He was a Roman Catholic to his toes. Big shooter in the KSC and so on and so forth. Family man, revered by his family. His wife Agnes was a saint. Tough-minded, decisive, always told you where he was coming from and never deviated from what he said he was going to do or how he felt about something. I think it was Ted Suris or somebody who said of him, Tom Kavanaugh has been wrong plenty of times, but he's never been in doubt.
And that's a good one.